Well, Galway United are not playing this Friday night, but they are out this weekend as the games continue to come ticking fast in a very congested Premier Division table. They are up away to Sligo Rovers this Saturday night at 7:45 in the Showgrounds. Game live here on Galway BFM. Delighted to be joined by the Galway United manager, John Caulfield. And John, first again, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway BFM.
Thank you very much, Darren.
John, schedule a bit different. We'll talk about last weekend in a moment, but schedule a bit different. Saturday night game, exactly the way Sligo Rovers like it.
Yeah, I suppose Sligo always play their games on a Saturday. I know at one stage a number of years ago they switched to Friday, but from a crowd point of view, Saturday is their best night. And you know, Sligo obviously, you know, a fantastic soccer town and a great club, and have had success over the last 10 or 15 years. So, you know, it's a great place to go and play a match. And we're really looking forward to it. It's a long time since, you know, we've been down the Showgrounds in a competitive match. So we're looking forward to the game, and being a Connacht derby and everything, it's, you know, we'll have a big crowd and, you know, there's a lot of anticipation, and hopefully it'll be a cracker of a match.
Well, a game we're looking forward to as well, but as you say that, we haven't played there since this month, back in 2017, one all draw. The Galway United women have been down there the last 2 weekends, picked up 2 big victories, but they are two clubs, John, that have a great connection, even if they haven't played in league action in quite some time.
Absolutely, and Darren, look, we need all the provincial or country clubs, as I say, around the country. You know, we've ended up at different times in the last 20 years when the league has been totally dominated by Dublin clubs. The majority of clubs in the Premier Division have been from Dublin. So, you know, I always said this, that, you know, Waterford, Cork, Limerick, ourselves, Sligo, you know, Derry, even Finn Harps, you know, the more country clubs and provincial clubs we have, the better, because, you know, financially it's a much harder struggle, and because obviously the travelling involved, and you know, every second week it's not only is it buses, it's meals up and down, and you know, there's huge more costs for the provincial clubs. And you know, I always said this over the years, that, you know, if a provincial club gets any success, they thoroughly deserve it, because every second week they're on the road, and you know, every journey is you know, at least probably 4 to 5 hours round trip, and even longer in some cases. And but Sligo have a great history, and obviously we have a good history as well. But you know, you want to have local derbies, and you want to have that bit of banter and crack between you know, the only two teams in Connacht. So yeah, so hopefully Friday night it'll be a cracking game, and you know, obviously we're hoping we can come out on the right end of it.
Yeah, because even as we were saying, there have been the two Connacht clubs, there's also the connection there, recent enough connection it is, with the Adam Mulcrow Memorial match. So the two clubs do get together for a pre-season friendly. I know that's very, very different to what you'll be engaging on Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that was an unfortunate for Adam. But look, at the last couple of years, we've played that match in Westport in benefit of them. So it's yeah, absolutely. We've played Sligo a number of times in friendly matches over the last couple of years, and obviously there's a Galway man in charge of them, John Russell, you know, a lovely fellow and a very good manager. And look, it's we're in the Premier Division. That's where we want to be. Sligo been there for quite a while, and the more local derbies, the better, Darren.
John, we'll go back to that in a moment, but you mentioned about the travelling and all that, and sure, we were talking last week after a weekend off, and then you had the great Friday night up in Derry, no doubt a long trip home as well, and I suppose, John, it's fair to say that probably caught up with you by the time Monday came around in the game against Bohemians.
Well, Darren, to be honest, I don't like making excuses, because, you know, you have to be ready for every match. That's the intensity of this league, and the quality of the league as well. And obviously, you know, going to Derry last Friday night was a tough game for us. Not many people gave us much of a chance of getting 3 points, but the lads were outstanding. It was a fantastic win, and we had fantastic support up of the match. Obviously, Monday night, again, you know, a phenomenal crowd, over 4,000 in EDP. And, you know, our fans have been absolutely amazing this year, and the buy-in and the support from the crowd has been incredible. And, you know, there's a real togetherness between the crowd and the team. And, you know, they can see that it is going to be a tough season, but at the same time, they know that the lads are given everything. But unfortunately, Monday night was probably our most disappointing performances of the season so far. We had been every other game the game had gone down to the last kick of a ball, whereas the other night we were just flat and we were a little bit off the pace, and that was disappointing. I know, you know, we could put it down to being home in the early hours of the morning from Derry and stuff like that, but and after such a tough game, but you know, for me, you know, we have to get into that headspace where, you know, we have to get a recovery in and we have to be prepared and mentally strong for these games, because the double weekends are very, very tough and they do test your squad and your team. So the only disappointing thing the other night was that we conceded two soft goals from two set pieces, which is unusual for us. And obviously, you know, in the second half when we had a bit of pressure, we didn't take the chances that we had to get us back into game. So it was just a disappointing night, Darren, and it was more frustrating. And look, I don't want to be critical of anyone or of the team, because they've been so good up to now. And let's just hope it was just a bad night.
Yeah, and like obviously Stephen Walsh's goal was a wonderful goal to see in Derry. But as you said there too, the thing that would have hurt yourself and Ollie and the team, and also that you'd be working on this week, is they did look in the soft variety. But I suppose you take some positives out that the lads never kept trying, even if you could never get the goal to get yourself back into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we were two down, Darren, and I suppose, you know, there was half an hour to go, and you know, unfortunately, Franz Lee Lombardo came on and he had a header that was, you know, miraculously cleared off the line. It looked like it was gone in. And then Patrick had a header just past the post. And in fairness to Bowes, they had a couple of last-ditch blocks. And, you know, we just needed probably that goal to really give a grandstand finish. But to be fair, Darren, you look around and you look at the atmosphere and the crowd, and everyone was there till the end. And You know, obviously the players were desperately disappointed. But to be fair, you know, the supporters were clapping the players off, and even though everyone was, you know, disappointed with the result, and you know, it just showed. I think they probably sensed that, you know, it was probably just a bad night for the lads, and let's hope that's it. And look, but at the same time, you know, I suppose the Saturday match this week means that we probably have an extra day of recovery, which is good. And but we know, obviously, going to Sligo, that, you know, we have to be at our best, something like we were in Derry. And if we are, we have a chance. And, you know, for like Monday night, we know then that it's going to be you know, the chance that we're not going to get a result. So we must bounce back quickly and show our character. And hopefully we'll do that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that there, John, but you've answered it too. The extra day probably really, really beneficially into this game, because like Sligo had a disappointing Monday as well, going down 3-0 to St. Patrick's Athletic. They're sitting second in the table, but so congested as this year's league. Shelburne aside, I think it's fair to say, and I know Shamrock Rovers are probably starting to find their rhythm. There's only 2 points separating Sligo in second and yourselves in seventh. So it's a massive 3 points up for grabs.
Yeah, and that's the way it is every week. I think you can see it, you know, that, you know, obviously the first phase or the first quarter of the season finishes this weekend, and you'll see then for the second phase up to the break, I think you'll see some of the clubs will stretch their legs a bit. Obviously Shamrock Rovers, probably Derry, and of course Shelburne are leading the way at the moment, and you know, I think you'll see maybe more of a stretch out amongst the clubs. But at the moment, you know, every result is so tight, and you know, you can even see Darren going to Dundalk, who are last at the moment on 3 points, and no one would have thought that, you know, if they string a couple of results together, you know, they can bounce into mid-table, and Drogheda are on 6 points. So it's just so congested, and every 3 points is so crucial. And, you know, you can see that if any team can throw two or three wins together, it can bring them from maybe near the bottom up to, you know, the top two or three. So certainly, you know, that's the way it is. But I expect the league to stretch out a bit. But for us, it's very important that, you know, we've a solid team, a good team, and we've been very good up to probably Monday night's game. Every game has been really, really close. And you know, we know going into Sligo, they're second in the table. They had a massive win away to Waterford last Friday night. Obviously, they lost to Pats on Monday, but we know it's going to be a really tight and close game, and but look, we have to be at our best to get a result.
John, two questions before I let you go. Taking all that into account, what type of game are you expecting on Saturday night?
I think it'll be a real local derby. I think you know, Sligo will be on the bounce after losing to Pats 3-0, and the position that they're in second, that if they win, they they stay second. So I think they'll come out all guns blazing. I think, you know, we obviously would have to defend very well, but at the same time, you know, there's areas we're working on that we feel that we can hurt them. And certainly, you know, if we get chances, we're going to have to take them. You know, you see in Derry last Friday night, we had many chances, but at the same time, we ended up having two or three chances, and Stephen took a fantastic goal. And you know, we will get a few chances. It's just a matter that, you know, we must hit the target and take our chances. But I think it'll be I think the fact there's going to be such a bumper crowd there, and we're going to have such a massive following with us, that I think it'll be a brilliant atmosphere, and I think it'll be a helter-skelter game, to be honest with you, Darren.
One we're looking forward to. John, before I let you go, any injury concerns?
Obviously, you know, after the other night, we have a few guys that are carrying knocks. The main ones being Conor McCormick, Vince Borden, and Regan Donnelly got a knock after he came on. So they're probably the main three. Obviously, Wasim came back into the squad, and we've assessed him. So hopefully he'll be available as well. But look, at the extra day probably has helped us in this scenario, and we would hope that we'd be more or less similar squad to last weekend.